When the doors opened, two of the memos zoomed out with a few more witches and wizards, but several more memos zoomed in so that the light from the lamp in the ceiling flickered and flashed as they darted around it. Level 4. Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures, Incorporating Beast Being and Spirit Divisions, Goblin Liaison Office, and Pest Advisory Bureau.
"Excuse,"
said the wizard, carrying the fire-breathing chicken, and he left the lift, pursued by a little flock of memos. The doors clanged shut yet again.
Level 3, Department of Magical Accidents and Catastrophes, including the Accidental Magic Reversal Squad, Obliviator Headquarters, and Muggle-Worthy Excuse Committee.
Everybody left the lift on this floor, except Mr. Weasley, Harry, and a witch who was reading an extremely long piece of parchment that was trailing on the ground. The remaining memos continued to soar around the lamp as the lift juddered upward again, and then the doors opened, and the voice said,
"Level 2, Department of Magical Law Enforcement, including the Improper Use of Magic Office, Auror Headquarters, and Wizengamot Administration Services."
"This is us, Harry,"
said Mr. Weasley, and they followed the witch out of the lift into a corridor lined with doors.
"My office is on the other side of the floor."
"Mr. Weasley," said Harry as they passed a window through which sunlight was streaming, "aren't we underground?"
"Yes, we are," said Mr. Weasley. "Those are enchanted windows. Magical maintenance decide what weather we're getting every day. We had 2 months of hurricanes last time they were angling for a pay raise. Just round here, Harry."
They turned a corner, walked through a pair of heavy oak doors, and emerged in a cluttered open area divided into cubicles, which was buzzing with talk and laughter. Memos were zooming in and out of cubicles like miniature rockets. A lopsided sign on the nearest cubicle read, "Auror Headquarters." Harry looked surreptitiously through the doorways as they passed. The Aurors had covered their cubicle walls with everything from pictures of wanted wizards and photographs of their families to posters of their favorite Quidditch teams and articles from the Daily Prophet. A scarlet-robed man with a ponytail longer than Bill's was sitting with his boots up on his desk, dictating a report to his quill. A little farther along, a witch with a patch over her eye was talking over the top of her cubicle wall to Kingsley Shacklebolt.
"Morning, Weasley,"
said Kingsley carelessly as they drew nearer.
"I've been wanting a word with you. Have you got a second?"
"Yes, if it really is a second," said Mr. Weasley. "I'm in rather a hurry."
They were talking to each other as though they hardly knew each other, and when Harry opened his mouth to say hello to Kingsley, Mr. Weasley stood on his foot. They followed Kingsley along the row and into the very last cubicle.